Our contemporary reading for this Sunday is the MCC Statement of Faith, produced by the Commission on the Statement of Faith and approved by the 2016 MCC General Conference. Metropolitan Community Churches is one chapter in the story of the Church, the Body of Christ. We are people on a journey, learning to live into our spirituality while affirming our bodies, our genders, our sexualities. We don't all believe exactly the same things. And yet, in the midst of our diversity, we build community grounded in God's radically inclusive love for all people. We are part of an ongoing conversation on matters of belief and faith, shaped by scripture and the historic creeds, building on those who have come before us. Our chapter begins when God says to us, "Come, taste and see." Come, taste and see, Jesus Christ. You invite all people to your open table. You make us your people, a beloved community. You restore the joy of our relationship with God, even in the midst of loneliness, despair, and degradation. We are each unique and we all belong, a priesthood of all believers. Baptized and filled with your Holy Spirit, you empowered us to be your healing presence in a hurting world. We expect to see your reign on earth as it is in heaven, as we work toward the world where everyone has enough. War cease, and all creation lives in harmony. We affirm your charge to all of humanity to care for the land, sea, and the air. Therefore, we will actively resist systems and structures which are destroying your creation. With all of creation, we worship you, every tribe, every language, every people, every nation. We know you by many names, Triune God, beyond comprehension, revealed to us in Jesus Christ, who invites us to the feast. Amen. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
Amen. So ngayon, pag-aralan natin ang statement of faith. Next slide. So yung statement of faith natin ng 2016, or before 2016, may mas naunang statement of faith na in-update several times. And that statement of faith, si Chris na lang yata, mga legacy members ang nakaabot doon, no? Yung very, very Trinitarian ang moda noon. Unang paragraph is about God as Creator. Second paragraph is about Jesus Christ. Third paragraph, Holy Spirit and the Church, no? Naka-pattern sa Apostles' Creed. So, nag-ano ng commission, ito yung commission for the statement of faith, to review, tingnan natin sa konteksto natin ngayon, ano na ba talaga ang totoo and shared in common by MCC globally na pananampalataya. No? Kung magde-declare ng faith ang MCC, ano yung what is true to its faith and shared by almost everyone, no? So, ito yung commission na in-appoint dati and for a couple of years or 3 years yata or 6 years, they researched, they discussed, naglabas ng survey, and naglabas sila ng first draft nung statement of faith. And then, they sent the draft to several people around the world, one of which si Pastor Kakay. And nag-input si Pastor Kakay, no? So, one of the comments ni Pastor Kakay dun sa unang draft was, medyo triumphalistic yung last portion ng statement of faith. So, inedit nila, inayos nila. At yung statement of faith na binasa kanina at responsibly inaano natin every Easter and every so often, yun yung na-approve noong 2016. Yun yung may input ni Pastor Kakay, no? So, and for me, it's a good. Sabi ko nga last week, I believe that the statement of faith noong 2016 na in-approve unanimously, miraculously, I believe to be inspired by the Spirit, the work ng commission, when it was consulted and when it was approved. Walang nag-reject, I don't remember if may nag-abstain. umattend ako sa Canada in general conference ng ano, may mga sigawan doon. Sa ibang matters, no, ibang mga issues, mga drama, mga vex mong Americans, no? Step down, ganun-ganun, naloka ako, may drama. Pero yung statement of faith, wala. Nung pre-present siya to the floor, everyone, I think it was unanimous or majority, overwhelmingly majority vote. Sige. Next slide. Ngayon, ito yung context niya. So, umpasahan ko sa dulo. So, nung magbubuo ng statement of faith, one of the challenges is for it to be global but also contextually sensitive to all different churches, different countries, no? And then kailangan inclusive language. May official policy ang MCC for inclusive language. And then, of course, kailangan pag nag-draft ka ng statement of faith, dahil church ka, kailangan biblically, theologically, and historically grounded, rooted, no? And then yung theological diversity, kailangan makita yun. Kasi diverse ang MCC. And then, contention yan, medyo napahagingan ko na rin previous Sundays, may dalawang major groups sa MCC. I think even now. Pero hindi naman ito, like major groups na talagang nag-usap-usap at ano ha, at faction-faction, hindi ganon. Nag-emerge lang siya. So, nag-emerge na there is individuals, pastors, no, na mas Trinitarian, yung traditional Christian Trinitarian, ang kanilang idea, no? And there were some things in the survey and also yung nagkaroon ng mga discussions na pag tinanggal daw ang Trinity, ang doctrine of the Trinity sa statement, sa bagong statement of faith, hindi na sila mag-MCC kasi hindi na yung Christian, no? And then there is those naman na another group of individuals from different places na mas universalist, no? If you're familiar with Unitarian Universalist, mas ganun yung ano. Wag tayong maging, actually dapat yung Trinity alisin na yan sa ano eh, sa statement of faith, kasi yung history niya ng oppression, yung conquest, ganyan, no? Tapos napaka-exclusion na exclusion. No? Or exclusivist, ganyan. So, it was very challenging. Hindi ko ma-imagine paanong magagawa at that time a statement of faith that contain both of this, no? And consider all these things. Pero nagawa nila. Okay? If you go back to the same, nagawa nila everything, all of this. At yun na nga, nung in-approach siya ng 2016, walang reklamo from both groups. No one challenged the statement of faith. So, next slide. So, pag-aralan natin ang statement of faith line per line. Sige. So, sabi, yung first part ng ating statement of faith is that Metropolitan Community Churches is one chapter in the story of the church, the body of Christ. So, at the very start of the statement of faith, dine-declare niya, hoy, hindi kami ang the church. Hindi kami ang nag-iisang tunay na simbahan. At dito kayo magpamember. Kasi nasa amin lang ang kaligtasan ng lahat ng mga bakla sa mundo. No? So, dine-declare niya na MCC is a church, but we are part of the larger family of churches. The universal church made up of 43 or 47,000 different denominations. No? So, we're just, pero radical din yon. Kasi siyempre, other churches For example, ito, National Council, 1992 daw to, yung NCC sa Amerika, no? Ecumenical Association of Protestant Churches. Kasi yung ibang mga church, sinasabi, hindi naman church ang MCC, kulto yan. Hindi talaga yan tunay na church. Even now, di ba? Ang dami na, may mga nagbabash atin na ganun. So to say that we are, it's humble to say that we are not the church, but it's also a courageous thing and a radical thing to claim, no, we are part of the Christian heritage. We are part of the larger church community. No? So next. So yeah, nag-rally ang MCC dyan. May gathering ang National Council of Churches sa Amerika. Nag-barge in yata ang MCC. Or, I don't know, meron din sila mga friends from the inside. But they did a protest and then later dialogue with NCC. So next slide. Another line from our statement of faith says, we are a people on a journey, learning to live into our spirituality while affirming our bodies, our genders, and our sexualities. So what is unique in MCC? So tandaan nyo to ha, tandaan nyo. Sa kasaysayan ng Kristyanismo, ang unique na binigay ng MCC ay ang integration ng sexuality at spirituality, Christian spirituality. Okay? I-deny man niya ng ibang simbahan, i-deny man nila na may involvement tayo kung bakit sila naging affirming, tayo ang isa tayo sa major reason bakit other churches, seminaries, you know, theological institutions, ecumenical bodies, why some of them struggled and later on changed their stand on the issue of sexuality within the churches. Because all of a sudden, there is a church of LGBT people who claims to say, no, God loves LGBT people and that there is no contradiction between sexuality and gender and spirituality. So, for better or for worse, nai-invite tayo, nabanggit ko din yung last, nai-invite tayo sa mga sexuality consultation na walang katapos ng consultation, wala naman nangyari after. Puro consultation on sexuality sa mga simbahan at ecumenical, alam mo, NCCP dito, no? Invite tayo. Pero, nung celebration ng 700 years of the Trinitarian Creed, the Nicene Creed, no invitation, no email. No? Pero pag may workshop for women and SOGI and HIV, ganyan, may email na. Ganyan. Alam mo ngayon, it's the week for Christian unity. Invitation ba? Wala, di ba? So, ayan. But, sige, ganyan talaga. So, MCC, the unique thing about MCC is that we can proudly claim in and through MCC, our unique offering is that God spoke to the world, or at least to the Christian church, saying, your sexuality is a gift, it can be practiced ethically, beyond marriage and beyond producing babies, no, and it is a gift from God. Sige. Next slide. All together, kayo magbasa?
All believe exactly the same things, and yet the midst of our diversity, we build a community grounded in prosperity and inclusive love for all people.
So, isa pang unique sa MCC at dinedeclare niya. Almost every other church, I don't know if there's any other church na tulad natin, no? Maybe a little bit, a UCC. In almost every church, kailangan pare-pareho tayo ng paniniwala. And to be a member of the church, kailangan mag-yes ka sa mga set napakaraming set of theological ideas. But here, MCC says, we recognize that that it's okay to disagree on many things. You know, of course, meron pa naman tayong pinag-aagrihan. Diba? But we also recognize, affirm, and proclaim na it is okay na meron tayong mga hindi pinag-aagrihan. Theologically, spiritually, religious. No? Kasi yun din yung history ng MCC ay ganon. Yung realidad ng MCC ay ganon. Hindi naman tayo narilito at nagsisimba tulad ngayon na galing sa iisang Christian tradition. The history of MCC from the very beginning, the first worship service ng 1968 was people from different churches came together because they were excluded and rejected from their churches. And they come together, so different, so diverse, so may disagreement, they still build community grounded on God's inclusive love for all people. No. Amen?
Amen? Amen.
So, kaya dito, may Katoliko, may Evangelical, may ex-Jehovah's Witness, no? Merong ex-Catholic, meron din bit-bit niya pagiging Katoliko niya sa MCC, no? Kuya, tulad ni Kuya Vince. Sabi nga ni Kuya Vince, pag pina-reject, pag inalis niyo pagiging Katoliko ko, hindi na ako magiging MCC, sabi ni Kuya Vince. So, we are together in either in our diversity because we build community based on God's love for all. Next slide. All together.
We are on an ongoing conversation on matters of belief and faith, shaped by scripture and historic creeds, building on those who have come before us.
So, sa MCC, ang theology simply means pakikipag-usap. No? Pag Mona West ba to or hindi sa Holy Conversation, mayroong series of Holy Conversations na document and sabi doon, ano ba ang how do we define theology? And it simply means in two words, God talk. God talk. Ano ba ang theology? Simply God talk, pag-uusap patungkol sa Diyos. So we ang theology, belief and faith is always conversational. Pag-uusap. No? And this, yan naman din ang kasaysayan ng Christianism and even religion. Although, siyempre yung kasaysayan, hindi pag-uusap. Minsan patayan, minsan debate, diba? Debate. Pero yung debate, sabi mo yung debate, yung disagreements nila, yun yung nagpo-produce ng two opposing arguments, theological arguments, yung nagpo-produce nung third, deductive eh. No? Especially Western Christian theology, yung history niyan, deductive. Ito yung paniniwala, ito yung paniniwala, hindi magkasundo, may third, ano, ito yung paniniwala, no, nagba-branch out, even within the same church. No? Even within the same church. New theologies, different theologies emerge throughout the history. But if you think about it, it is only a conversation. Theology, faith, belief are conversations. Kaya dito din, ako, at least ito, narinig na to some of you, kasi may pupunta dito, every now and then, may nakareceive nga ako email, bigyan niyo po ako, Pastor, ipaliwanag niyo sa akin, ano ang mga theology na pwede ko gawing bala laban sa tita ko na homophobic. No? Okay lang naman yon. Pero may sinasabi ko din minsan, you know, may mga theologies, may mga learnings na matutunan mo lang if you live and grow and engage in community. You know, in the conversations before, during, and after worship. No? Hindi lahat ng wisdom, hindi lahat ng belief and faith ay natutunan dahil isusunod ko lang yung impormasyon sa inyo. No? So it's conversational. And then it's also recognition na while faith and belief are continuing conversations throughout history and into the future, hindi natin maiwasan na may influence din sa atin ang scripture, kasi ginagamit pa natin yung Bible, at yung 700 years ago na Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, no, the concept of the Trinity. And sabi nga last week, we are reclaiming Trinity as queer. But we recognize na mayroon pa rin, hindi natin kahit i-reject natin, kahit hindi nyo, maiwasan na may influence siya ang Biblia at ang credo, ang mga creeds sa ating pananampalataya. Or even kawalan ng pananampalataya for some. And we recognize that our faith did not uniquely come from us. It is built from those who came before us. Christians from before. Ang maganda nga niya, alimbawa sa MCC, we stand on the shoulders of the very first LGBT Christians. No? At siguro yun yung maganda sa MCC kasi sa denomination, we are, mayroon tayong historical link sa kwento ng mga nauna sa atin na nag-struggle, no? Who had it more difficult than us. No? Ang mga ka-generation ni Troy Perry, ni Father Richard, no? Ni Kuya Mike. No? We stand on the shoulders of those who came before. Us. And then later on, in the future, kayo na yun. Tayo na yung shoulder, no? Of the people in the future, queer generations in the future who stand on our shoulders, metaphorically. No? Who stand in our graveyard. No, diba? So, next slide. Ano yun? Queer robots ang alala sa akin kasi AI na. No? Our chapter begins when God says to us, come, taste, and see. Nag-uumpisa ang ating pananampalataya, and this is again a traditional Christian concept where faith begins not from us, but it is actually an act of God. It is God who invites us, come, taste, and see. And sa mga naging members, especially post-pandemic, sa retreat, di ba, sinasabi niya, we believe, we affirm, we proclaim, it was not an accident that you are here in MCC. You know, and that for whatever reason, in whatever way, it is God who invited you and brought you here. So, God invites you, come, taste, and see. And then Jesus Christ, you invite all people to your open table. Hindi ko na-explain, very self-explanatory. Jesus Christ, you invite all people to your open table. Okay? Ito na nga yung so statement, 2016 statement of faith, open table. Ang pangalan nating open table ay 2018. Ang tag dito, 100 names yata yung pinagpilian, and then ang process of elimination, open table yung napili. Napasabi talaga ako doon na haba-haba ng proseso natin. Sa statement of faith yung ano natin magiging bagong pangalan. No? At yung open table ay galing kay Celeste, no? Kay Chris. Si Chris yung nag-share. May mga names na Emmanuel MCC, may Tagalog nun, di ba? Banyuhay, Karapatan, Katarungan MCC, ganyan. Next slide. All together. So come, taste, and see. Diba? Jesus Christ, you invite us. And you make us your people. We are your beloved community. And then in relation to the statement of faith, kasi faith, statement of faith, as kanina nasabi, faith and belief. 2 weeks ago at our first Sunday worship, we said that faith is relationship. You know, faith is relationship. And therefore, we can only grow in faith, grow in our relationship when we have our faith in and with community. Okay? Or in other relationships, ng sa community. Kasi, sa mga relasyon natin at sa mundo, doon natin nakikilala ang ating sarili. Sa saya, pati sa lahat sa hindi masaya. Diba? Sa community, relationships doon natin natututunan magpasensya. Doon natin natututunan umintindi. Part yan ng ano eh, part yan ng faith, di ba? If faith is relationship, we learn, we grow to be patient with each other. Because the faith that we have received, those that love God must love their neighbors also. How do you love your neighbor? Sa pakin mo pag nainis ka. Diba? Hindi eh. To grow in faith is to grow in love. To grow in love means to be, sabi nga ni Paul, di ba? Love is patient, love is kind, it forgives, it does not justify wrongdoing or evil, it upholds truth. Ay! My heart leaped. Diba? So faith, we grow in faith when we are growing in our relationships. When faith is practiced in relationship and communities. No? And joy of our relationship with God. Magkakonect tayong community and relationship with God. Kasi nga, the commandment we have received from Him is those who love God must love their neighbors also. So to experience joy, aside from growing in faith, to experience joy, you only experience joy with relationship, with community. Diba? Yun nga, siyempre, dapat choosy tayo sa ano. May medyo choosy naman sa relationship at communities. Hindi ka mag-relationship parang bakit pinukpok sa ulo mo, diba? But it says na joy is in relationships also. Okay? Even in the midst of loneliness, despair, and degradation. Kasi lahat yan magkakasama. At ganun din, sa relasyon, walang relasyon na puro saya lang. Therefore, walang pananampalatayang puro saya lang. Magkakasama yan. Saya, lungkot, inis, irta, everything all together. And that is how we grow in faith. Next slide. All together.
We are each unique and we all belong. Christ of all believers, baptized and filled with your Holy Spirit, you empower us to be your living presence in our hurting world.
So dito naman, one of the also radical theological liturgical practices in MCC from the very start, as in the 70s, the 80s, nang sinabi ng MCC na hindi lang lalaki ang pwedeng magpasto. Then later on, hindi ka kailangan maging ordained para gumampan sa mga quote-unquote priestly, liturgical, sacramental rites and rituals. So, in one of the general conferences, dineclare ng MCC that all baptized Christian members of MCC can do everything there is to be done in the altar. Okay? As long as, syempre, training mo, hindi naman yung nandyan, tapos hindi alam ang gagawin. Diba? But ordination is not a prerequisite to officiate communion, to officiate. No? So, kaya priesthood of all believers. And priesthood of all believers is one of the core doctrines din ng Protestant, ng mainline Protestant traditions. No, and that we believe, we claim, MCC is empowered by the Holy Spirit to be the healing presence in the world. As individual MCCs and as a community. A healing presence, especially sa kapwa nating LGBT. Amen? So, next week, for example, we have now two lay pastors in discernment, no? Si Mother Shan, saka si Joe. Hindi sila pa-ordain, hindi pa sila i-ordain. In process pa yon. But they can function, inauthorize sila ng congregation to function as pastors for 1 year. Okay? For 2026. At next week sila i-install. Okay? Ah, i-commission.
Install.
Oh, i-install na dito. Installation. So, sila, and then we also have deacons who assist also sa mga unions next week din. And then we also have, hindi sila magdi-deacon pero they still agreed to officiate communion on a Sunday. No? So, we have some women and non-binary who agreed to do that, to volunteer. So, yan. Pero struggle ko yan, a personal struggle ko yan coming from a Catholic background. How on earth are you going to consecrate communion hindi ka ordained? No? So, may in-struggle ko yan na malala, no? In the early 2011-2012. Next slide. So, we are each unique. Hindi, yun, doon. Yun. Di ba yun? O, ito na. Okay. Tama, next. So, we expect to see your reign on earth as it is in heaven. As we work toward a world where everyone has enough, war sees and all creation lives in harmony. So, the idea in many Christian churches, ang turo kasi is, dadalhin tayo ni Jesus sa, ano, somewhere. And I'm not saying hindi totoo yun. Maari naman din, no? But the point of the Christian faith is actually not going to heaven. Na-discuss ko din yan nung first Sunday. It is, sabi sa Lord, at ito, nasa Our Father to, di ba, sa Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is the expectation that it is actually God who comes to us. No? At pag binasa rin naman yung Bible, yun din talaga eh. Jesus coming to earth, becoming flesh, the Holy Spirit coming during Pentecost and the baptism of Jesus. And even in the last book of the Bible, the Revelation, did the people go up to heaven? Hindi. It is the last chapter, the last part of the Apocalypse story, which is, by the way, symbolic and metaphor. I saw the heavens open, parang ganyan, no? And the kingdom, the New Jerusalem, coming down from the heavens. Coming down. It's not us going up. It is the New Jerusalem. It is God making a dwelling with God's people. No? So, at yung sabi ko nung first Sunday, if you, the point of the Christian faith is not going to heaven, but it is loving now, loving the people now. And if you love, you have nothing to worry about in this life or the next. Pero sabi, so we expect to see your reign on earth as it is in heaven. As we work toward a world where everyone has enough, war sees and all creation lives in. Hindi porke na naniniwala tayong si Jesus ay babalik muli, ay tayo'y maghihintay na lang. At wala na tayong gagawin. Wala na tayong pakialam. Diba? As we work towards a world. No? At nasa Bible din yan, no? Sabi ng sa Amos, let justice roll like rivers. No? Unstoppable rivers. No? I demand justice, sabi ng Panginoon, no? In Jeremiah, in Isaiah. In Deuteronomy, ito, yung tatuko, no? Tzedek, tzedek. Justice, justice, you will pursue, sabi ni Yahweh. No. Katarungan, katarungan lamang ang inyong anong porso? Hahabulin? No. Isulong? Parang ganun, di ba? So, MCC says, while we expect the reign of God, we are also working towards that. To meet each other. God, meet God, reign on earth, us making it also, participating to make it happen.
Can you answer the question?
Next slide. And then, sabi doon, we affirm your charge. Again, it's a reference to the prophets in the Old Testament. We affirm your charge to all humanity to care for the land, sea, and air. No, meron tayong pakialam dapat sa ating, sa earth. No, may sabi nga, there is no planet B. Wala ng mga billionaires tagahanap ng planet B. Sabi rin ni yung isang atheist na scientist, sino yung itim na Amerikano? If you have the money to go in space and to create Mars as a new planet Earth, you have the money to create planet Earth to be Earth again. Yeah. Si Neil deGrasse, di ba? You can make, if you have the money to turn Mars into Earth, you can make Earth Earth again. So we are charged. Magandang marketing ano. Maker. And it's in scripture in the Old Testament, no? We are charged by God. God tells us, care. Care for the land. Care for the land, sea, and air. Care for one another. Next slide. And therefore, all together, so sabi ng MCC, we will participate in resisting systems and structures which are destroying God's creation. No? Ito yung mas activist ano ng nasa statement of faith, no? So ibig sabihin, ano to, activist talaga ang MCC at nila sa statement. No, if you watch, hanapin yun sa YouTube naman siya, hindi na lang masyado maganda yung quality. Call Me Troy, yung story ni Troy Perry, ng founder ng MCC. In the early days, isa siya sa mga pinakaunang nag-rally for LGBT people na nakasutana. No, nag-hunger strike din siya sa City Hall ba? Sa City Hall ng Los Angeles to raise funds and to protest yung isang legislation to huwag payagan ng mga LGBT na maging teacher, public school teacher. No. So, in maraming MCC were pastors and lay leaders ay aktivista in a situation where there is oppression and injustice, especially for the LGBT community. No. Next slide. With all of creation, we worship you with every tribe, every language, every people, every nation. We know you by many names. So ito na yon. So ito yung part ng mga nag-uumpog ang mga theological ano sa MCC, no? The Unitarian Universalists, Trinitarians, does it really matter at all? Mga ganyang ano, no? So here, with all of creation, we worship you. Every tribe, every language, every people, meaning that we come, hindi natin sinasabi lahat ng tribo sa at lahat ng tao sa mundo ay maging Kristiyano, maging MCC. Hindi yun yung ibig sabihin niyan. Ang ibig sabihin niyan, MCC mismo ay galing sa iba't ibang lahi, iba't ibang tao. May Pilipino, may Mexicano, you know, we come from different places, from different peoples, with different languages. Kahapon nga, di ba, those who attended yung vigil, may vigil kagabi for 6 hours ang MCC, no, Vigil for Peace. So, merong, so, yung isang video natin ng Dakilang Maylikha nandun, no, Tagalog, merong African na kanta, may dasal in American Indian. No? So, We come from different places, different languages. And we know you by many names. This is the recognition that God is known, or the divine is known, in many different ways, by many different people. It's the recognition na marami talagang iba't ibang pangunawa tungkol sa Diyos, even within the Christian tradition. And even in the Bible, God has really many names. No? Merong El Shaddai, na ang tunay na meaning ay the many-breasted one. No? Siyang maraming suso. Ang talagang tunay na pag inalam yung pinakaugat ng pangalan na El Shaddai, it means the many-breasted one, no? El Shaddai, Elohim, Hashem, Adonai. Hindi na kasi ako nag-Hebrew sa communion eh. Kasi minimim niyo ako eh. No? So, maraming names even within the Scripture, even within the Bible, even within the Christian tradition, maraming iba't ibang pangalan at pangunawa patungkol sa pagka-Diyos ng Diyos. Okay? So, yan yung portion ng mga mas universalist ang pananaw sa Diyos. But then, bilang Kristiyano, that is uniquely Christian, next slide, for the Christian Church, we know God as Trinity, Triune. Pero kahit maraming pangalan sa Diyos, kahit maraming konsepto ng Diyos, lahat na ipagsamasamahin nyo, God is still beyond comprehension. Walang makakaalam ng kabuuan, ng totality of the godness of God. No. It's a recognition that, at pabalik ka din dun sa ano, sa konsepto ng ang pananampalataya ay isang pag-uusap. All of us are simply trying to make sense and talk about God. But even with all of our conversations for the past 2,000 years or the entire history of human civilization, we barely ever going to know the totality of the godness of God. Maghanap kayo ng MCC, maghanap kayo ng statement of faith ng mga churches na mayroong ganyang humility. The declaration that, yes, there is God. Yes, we believe in God, but you are beyond comprehension. Revealed to us bilang Kristiyano, yun na nga. So, you are beyond comprehension. At kung ano man ang aming nalalaman patungkol sa pagka-Diyos mo, whatever it is that we know about you being God, we know through Jesus Christ. Who? So, babalik. So, close niya. So, merong sa umpisa, you invite all people there. Okay. Sinara niya ulit. It reminds us that it is Jesus Christ who invites us to the feast. So, dapat doon kayo magsimba.
Sa galing.
Sa the feast sa mga malls at ano. Sige. Yun. So, we are Christians. We know God through Jesus Christ. At ano ang mga turo, paano nabuhay, paano isinabuhay ni Jesus ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. Next slide. So that is the statement of faith of MCC. Ayan, no, ngayon. So one of the things, is mga bagay na nahirapan sila kasi kailangan inclusive language. Kaso English. Now, sa English kasi medyo heavily gendered, no? And then, ang awkward niya, yung inclusive language in certain cases. But, I don't know, siguro, again, inspired by the Holy, bakit hindi na lang natin gawing panalangin? And address God. So, let's, gawin natin, instead of saying statements of faith, let us make it as a prayer so that we address God as you. So, pag in-address mo yung God or as you, nawawala yung gendered form nung ano. And therefore, nagiging yung neutral siya and inclusive. Kaya ginawang prayer yung statement of faith. Ayun, so the MCC statement of faith is a prayer which you can also pray. Diba? Yung Nicene Creed nga, tapos hindi naman yung prayer, pero di ginagawa siyang nasa rosary siya, di ba? Yan yung unang dinadal sa rosary, yung Apostles' Creed eh. So you can actually pray because it is an actual prayer. Yung statement of faith natin. And as a prayer, it reminds us and guides us. Pinapaalala sa atin, mga bakla, nakakalimutan yung bakit tayo nandito. At bakit tayo parte ng mas malaking global MCC. At bakit tayo goes all the way back to Troy Perry, the AIDS crisis of the 80s. At lahat ng mga katsakaan na nangyari, go back to the statement of faith. It reminds you that we are part of the larger story of the Christian Church. It reminds you, kapag ilitang-ilitang tayo sa isa't isa dito, it reminds you that we do not agree in everything, but we build God's community based on God's radically inclusive love. It reminds you, it reminds us why we are still here. Why this community, itong open table, why it is here for 20 years. Turning 20 September. Okay. Yun, you can reflect. You can use the statement of faith to reflect in Lectio Divina. Sino familiar ng Lectio Divina? Lectio Divina is reading it 3 times. Hanapin nyo na lang. It's a form of spiritual practice. No? You will read the statement, the Bible passage, a literature, or in this case, the statement of faith 3 times. No? And have some reflections about it. Nabanggit ko na, and it spiritually connects us to our MCC history and to the larger Christian story. Next slide. So in summary, kung may summary yung statement of faith natin, kung may mga pulot doon, ang unang pulot doon is that, yung sabi doon, faith is a journey. Isa siyang paglalakbay together. Hindi ka nag-iisa. So keep walking. Rest for a while. Keep asking questions. Pray. Read. Right. Sentro din dun sa statement of faith is love. Again, above all, love through relationships and communities. And it is through relationships and communities that grace, that we are taught and matured and transformed by grace, boundaries, forgiveness. Love God as you as God has loved you. And lastly, yung pagiging aktivista ng MCC. Solidarity ayon sa kakayanan at kagustuhan. Diba? At sa hinihingi ng pagkakataon. Diba? Hindi na, mga bakla, hindi naman ako, hindi naman ako pupunta sa gitna ng ano para magpapati o hampasin ng baton. Pero kung may sitwasyon na yun ang hinihingi, wala kang magagawa. May inisip minsan, knock on wood, may pumunta dito, shooter. Hindi, may CCTV naman. I would most likely, you know, as part of who I am, as part of is, you know, to be the first one to drop dead, try to disarm the person. Pero kung sa kalsada yan, at hindi naman hiningi na pagkakataon, bakit ko ibibigay sa di ba? Kahit sa rally pa yan, di ba? Kahit naman yung mga saints, di ba? Si Peter, ilang beses yan tumakas, even after ng time ni Jesus, di ba? But when the time called for it, according to the tradition, he was crucified upside down. Sa Bible, Jesus was ilang beses tumakas nung ilang beses siyang gustong patayin. Kaso hindi pa kasi hinihingi ng pagkakataon. Diba? So ilang beses tumakas? So solidarity ay sa kayanan, kagustuhan, at conforme sa pagkakataon. Sabi ni Ricky Lee, gustong-gusto ko yung commencement speech niya sa PUP. PUP ba yun? Pakikisangkot at pag-aambag sa aktivismo kahit paminsan
minsan lang. Huwag kang parang hanging dumaan lang sa buhay at mundong ito. Ricky Lee. Next slide. So whether a long-time member or someone new, is God speaking to you through this MCC prayer of faith? Kung matagal ka na, o kung bago ka pa lang sa ating statement of faith, nangungusap ba ang Diyos sa inyo? Kung matagal ka na, nangungusap pa rin ba ang Diyos sa inyo sa mga bagay na pinaniniwalaan at pinaproklama ng simbahan ito? Pwede rin hindi. Okay lang din yun. Yeah, pwede rin hindi. No? You gave it a try. You checked this church out. But you, for you, this is not where God is calling you. That's okay. No, there was this one person who attended with us for a few times. No, Methodist siya. But later on, found that God is more real to him sa Catholic Church. So from Methodist, for a short while, umattend na MCC now sa ano na siya. As in, actually, nagpabaptize siya sa Roman Catholic and he's now part of the choir of the Roman Catholic Church. Sabi ko, all good. All good. Next slide. So, something to think about, no? Why are you still MCC? Matagal na kayo dito. And it's something that we need to... Parang ano lang talaga yan. Ang MCC, parang jowa lang din talaga yan. Habang tumatagal kayo, talagang kailangan mo tanungin ang sarili mo. Ito na ba yun? Gusto ko pa ba ito? Diba? Kailangan pa ba? Gusto ko pa mahayop na ito? Diba? Diba? Hindi, marating talaga yan. Ngayon, kung 2 years pa lang kayo, may ganun ka ng tanong. Diba? But if you are in a long-term, everyone who has been in a very long-term relationship, there are moments that you will ask this question. And that is okay. And actually, you need to ask such questions to yourself. Why are you in this relationship? Ano pa bang silbi ito sa buhay? May silbi pa ba ako sa kanya at siya sa akin? No. So it can go to your relationship, loving relationships, romantic relationships, FUBU, friends with benefits, situationship, and it is certainly true in MCC. Why are you still here? If you are new here, kung bago kayo dito, para naman yan sa may bago kayong kakilala, nakakabuti lang. Tanungin nyo sarili nyo. Lord siya na ba? Bigyan nyo ako ng sign. Di ba? So yun din, di ba sabi ko kanina? Pwedeng oo, pwedeng hindi. Both are okay. Both are okay because God is not just here. The same way that love is not just with one person. It is in so many other places. And we end. Next slide. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today through the MCC statement, prayer of faith.
May the teaching we have received inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us.
Amen. Amen.